This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today for Healthy Living, we're looking at autism spectrum disorders. The number of children diagnosed with autism in public schools has increased by 165% in the last 8 years. Well, why is that? Are there more autistic children around, or are we just getting better at diagnosing it? Anthony Warren is from Autism Spectrum Australia, and he's going to explain to us what autism is and why it's on the increase. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, good morning, Katrina.
Now, what is autism, or what does it mean to be on the autism spectrum?
Okay, autism spectrum disorders are made up of a group of lifelong developmental disorders, and each of the autism spectrum disorders are characterised by very significant difficulties in social interaction, impairments in communication, and often restricted and repetitive interests and behaviours, and sometimes unusual sensory reactions to things like smell and light, or preoccupation with things like touch.
Okay.
Now, we use the word spectrum because there is a very wide range and range of severity as well of these difficulties.
Okay. And so there's different types of autism, aren't there? What's the difference between classic autism and Asperger's or something like that?
Well, all the groups on the autism spectrum have the same common, very major social difficulties, communication difficulties, and unusual behaviours, repetitive behaviours.
Okay.
The difference is that the group called autistic disorder also have very late language development, and their language invariably always stays very delayed.
Ah, really? So even into adult life?
Even into adult life.
Okay.
Whereas the group known as Asperger's disorder, they don't have that significant language delay.
Okay. And so how is autism diagnosed? Is it just through looking for those three things that you've mentioned?
Yeah, look, assessment is essentially behavioural.
Okay.
So what we do is take a very careful developmental history. We interview and interact with the child in a variety of settings, particularly more natural settings. And we use some very formal and well-validated diagnostic tools, and there are several. And that's very important, that if families are concerned that they do go along to a service such as Aspects, which takes a comprehensive approach to diagnostic assessment, where the clinicians are trained in use of the most recent methods.
Okay, so when does autism tend to emerge? When do you start to see the signs of it in children?
Look, we're becoming more aware of the very, very early signs, and that's really incredibly important, because we know that early detection and getting in and intervening early can make quite a difference to outcomes. So we can pick up signs in kids with very marked autism from about 6 months of age.
Wow.
More generally, kids are not diagnosed.